a new thing. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to your daily devotional podcast anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19, which says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." We're currently now going to be spending a few days looking at God doing a new thing in the life of the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. But first, we're going to explore in that passage Jesus' humanity. It says in John 4 verses 5 to 8, "He," that's Jesus, "came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of a ground that Jacob had given his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, 'Give me a drink.' His disciples had gone to the city to buy food." Jesus' humanity is clearly in view here. Jesus is tired. That means his muscles are tired. His joints are tired. His body just feels heavy. Doubtless, he's hot in the middle of the day in that part of the world. He's hungry. The disciples have gone to the city to buy food. They don't have enough. He's thirsty. He asks her for a drink. He needs help. Isn't that interesting to think about? That Jesus, the Son of God, through whom all things were made and are sustained, needs help. It's possible to forget that Jesus was both fully divine and fully human. And the scene here by the well reminds us just how human Jesus was. Do you notice how comfortable he is in expressing his needs here? He does not try to hide what he needs. He's not afraid of appearing weak, not even to a Samaritan woman of questionable morals. What are other instances you can think of in the Gospels that display the humanity of Jesus? There are quite a few. You might want to think about that. And perhaps you'd like to prayerfully meditate on this wonderful passage from Hebrews I'm going to read here from chapter 2, verses 14 to 18. This deserves a special prayer time to pray through it. Think about this. It says that since the children have flesh and blood, that's you and me, he too shared in their humanity, our humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. That's you and me, right? For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, including hunger and thirst and tiredness, not right? That was we see in John 4, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest. Merciful and faithful. Merciful because he understands. Merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Yes, you and I are tempted. We're tempted day by day, even perhaps today as you're taking some time to listen to this devotional and pray, you know that you'll be tempted throughout the rest of the day. Or if you're doing this late at night, tomorrow is a new day of temptation. But Jesus understands. He suffered when he was tempted. He knows exactly what it's like to be human, and he hasn't forgotten it because in some sense it's a little mysterious and I don't fully understand. He has retained his humanity even as he has returned to the heavenlies. He stands there to intercede for us because he understands us. And he stands ready to strengthen and help us through the power of the Spirit because he knows what it's like to be fully human. What a comfort that is as we go through this world with all of its struggles and temptations and, frankly, our weaknesses, which we find very frustrating. Take that to God today. And I hope you find your heart, your life, your congregation, and your world inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.